As of today, it will cost more to cross the 520 floating bridge across Lake Washington, as well as the Tacoma Narrows Bridge. A toll increase that's been in the works for years takes effect today. KUOW's Derek Wong has the details.
Ever since tolls went on the bridges, the state has had a plan for additional increases. The toll on 520 is increasing by 11 cents during the peak commute time for vehicles with a good-to-go pass. The toll rates are set by the Washington State Transportation Commission. Rima Griffith is the commission's executive director.
Drivers should anticipate the small, 2.5% or about a dime increase every year until we hit 2016, and then there will be more of a significant jump, if you will. And then the expectation is there won't be any further rate increases on the 520 bridge.
That significant jump in 2016 means that the peak commute time toll on 520 will be $4.50 in 3 years. As for the Tacoma Narrows Bridge, the toll for cars is rising 25 cents for now. The tolls are being used to pay for construction and operation of the new bridges. The state is also considering putting a toll on the I-90 floating bridge. I'm Derek Wong, KUOW News.